Death of a Plumber, written and narrated by Tony Dawson. Vincent was a voracious reader who devoured everything he could lay his hands on. Novels, short stories, plays, even film scripts. His burning ambition was to be a writer himself, and he was convinced that the best way to become one was to learn from established writers. Early on, he tried his hand at writing flash fiction, thinking it would be simpler for an aspiring author. But everything he'd sent to publishers was rejected, invariably because they said his characters were wooden and did not come alive for the reader. He was at a complete loss as to how to overcome this major defect in his writing, although he was determined to keep trying. One day, when he was sitting in the park, mulling over plots and making notes for a story, he noticed an old lady struggling to push a shopping trolley up a steep slope. A homeless person, or so he thought. He leapt to his feet and asked her if she would like some help. He also offered her some money. "Thank you. I'd be grateful for your help," she replied. "But in all honesty, I don't need any charity." Far from living on the streets, she was in fact on her way home. As he hauled her trolley up the hill, they chatted away. He about his love of books and writing, and she about her love of nature. Vincent found himself explaining the problems he'd had with publishers and lamenting the fact that he simply didn't have the gift of bringing his characters to life. Upon arriving at her home, the old lady turned to Vincent and quite out of the blue said, "Don't worry. In exchange for your kindness, I can bestow that gift upon you." Taken aback, Vincent thought he'd better humour her, for it was obvious she was slightly dotty. "Bestow that gift upon you," he thought. "Who the hell speaks like that?" Then aloud, "You mean you can turn me into one of those writers who make their characters come alive on the page?" "Yes," she replied as she closed the door. "Something like that." "This old bird must be batshit crazy," he muttered under his breath as he walked away. But she'd heard his comment. An hour or so later, back home in his study, Vincent thought about what had happened. He wondered if he could turn the experience into a short story or flash fiction. Then, as he sat down at his desk to make a start on it, he noticed a small pool of water next to his computer. He looked up to see a wet patch on the ceiling where a pipe must have sprung a leak. "Damn it, I'll have to ring for a plumber," he cursed. So, opening his laptop, Vincent wrote "plumber" in his search engine. No sooner had he written the word than a plumber materialised next to him in his study and proceeded to fix the leak. Now he understood the nature of the old lady's gift. It dawned on him that she must have heard what he'd said about her being crazy as he walked away from her door, and this was her revenge. She'd effectively scuppered his ambitions of being a writer because it would be impossible for him now to write the name, trade or profession of anyone on his laptop or in a notebook without those people springing up from nowhere in his tiny house or wherever he happened to be at the time. "Think," he said to himself. "There must be a way round this." Then he had a brainwave. He waited for the plumber to finish mending the pipe, and before he could ask for payment, Vincent deleted the word plumber from the screen, causing the man to vanish into thin air. Next, he typed billionaire philanthropist, and sure enough, one appeared next to him. How much do you need? The billionaire asked. Oh, 5 million should be enough for now, replied Vincent. No problem. Give me the number of your bank account, and I'll make the transfer straight away. Once the operation had been completed and Vincent had checked his account, he deleted the billionaire as he had done the plumber. Now for some real fun, thought Vincent. And grinning broadly, he wrote in capital letters, "Beautiful young blonde nymphomaniac."